Hi, I'm Doug Tribou. Our new series, Mornings in Michigan, is about the sounds of morning rituals and routines in our state. In Dearborn, many residents wake up to the sound of a sacred chant from a local house of worship. It's the Adan, or call to prayer, that's broadcast five different times during the day over a loudspeaker on top of the American Muslim Society. Michigan Radio's Lauren Talley visited the mosque at dawn.
A member of the mosque begins reciting the call to prayer just before sunrise. The time shifts throughout the year. Today, I'm here at 4:30. Verner Highway in Dearborn is usually a busy street, but only a handful of cars pass by at this hour. There's a glow from the 24-hour gas station behind us, but the bakery next door hasn't opened yet.
Some people have different reasons to wake up. Some people wake up to go to work. Some take a morning jog. Some to walk their dogs. But for the most part, the majority of Muslims wake up to pray.
Mossad Al-Jarmi is the outreach coordinator for the American Muslim Society. He says about 100 people come for morning prayer. Later in the day, the mosque can draw as many as 2,000 worshipers. Al-Jarmi says the broadcast is a long-standing tradition here.
So it's been since the 70s they have the Adhan broadcasted outside over loudspeakers for people to hear.
There are other mosques in Michigan that also play the call outside. It lasts a few minutes. Al-Jarmi says the sound of the imam alerts worshippers that they have roughly 15 minutes to get to the mosque for morning prayer. Ayman Al-Masna is a member of the mosque. He thinks of the call to prayer in three parts. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The first is a key tenet of the faith.
Allahu Akbar. And that translates into basically, God is greater than whatever you're doing right now. That there's no deity worthy of worship except God. And then that Muhammad is his prophet and messenger.
The second part is a set of commands.
Come to prayer, come to prayer, come to success, come to success. And for the morning prayer, there's one thing that's also included, and that is prayer is better than sleep. He repeats it twice.
The third part is a final reminder. Al-Masna considers it an invitation.
It's a communal thing, calling the entire community to come together and be led in prayer in unison behind one spiritual leader.
When Al-Masna was a student at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, he couldn't hear the call to prayer. And he felt less inspired to wake up. Worshippers can pray at home, but Al-Masna says he missed sharing the moment with other Muslims.
If you pray at home, it's easier to just pray and go back to sleep. Whereas if you pray at the mosque, you pray and you've talked to people, you come out feeling more rejuvenated.
For Mossad Al-Jarmi, days aren't the same when he can't make it to a mosque for the morning prayer.
My whole day is ruined. I feel lazy. Feel like I didn't accomplish anything. The dawn prayer is the one that charges us for the rest of the day. Your day is set.
For Michigan Radio News, I'm Lauren Talley.